Welcome to the WX Nation Wire for September 3rd, 2005. It's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be reading an editorial that I've posted on the WX Nation Wire in the light of all of the events that have come from Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath. The editorial is called Spirit Found. I repeatedly came across a page cannot be found message in my internet browser a couple of nights ago, and it was deeply comforting. The Salvation Army's online donations page for victims of Hurricane Katrina was overloaded by high traffic, and after many attempts to get in, I gave up trying. By the next morning, I was pleased to find, instead of the one donation link provided the night before, the organization's site had added four links, directing people to five different web servers. Each was scrambling to keep up with a surge of donations. I tried the third server link first, assuming the two above links would return that familiar page cannot be found message. But none of them were accessible, and it warmed my heart. So many people were trying to help. We are witnessing what may be the worst natural disaster in U.S. history. New Orleans is suffering on so many different levels, and several Mississippi and Alabama neighborhoods lie in ruins. Frustrations are growing over the government's response time, and many argue that recent successes have come with failures that go well beyond the levee breaks, as it has long been known what a storm of Katrina's size could do to a city built mostly below sea level. My intention is not to steer WX Nation Wire toward discussions that are political in nature. This blog is here for weather news. Since Katrina set this nightmare into motion, causing incredible damage along the Gulf Coast, I have felt it best to offer you the following pertaining to the storm's aftermath. Stories reflecting the hurt and heroism taking place from New Orleans to Mobile. Images that tell a story words cannot describe. Live video from local TV anchors who, immediately after evacuating, broadcast solely through the internet from small, low-tech rooms, with kudos to the WWL and WDSU TV teams. Satellite photos for specific neighborhoods that show some local residents what the TV news media can't. Victim lost and found lists of desperation and inspiration, and links to charitable organizations that now, more than ever, need our donations. I haven't been in a hurricane, and can't even begin to imagine the true devastation it has caused. What is most obvious to me is that the need to respond to this tragedy is exceedingly great, and I see that people from across this country and across the world are doing what they can to assist victims of the storm. God bless each and every one of the innocent victims, their families and friends, and those who are giving aid in many different ways. This country's generous spirit and the volunteers' heroic efforts far outshines the unspeakable events we have witnessed from a city in turmoil. I pray that the souls of the innocent reap their just rewards. As difficult days drag on, and dedicated people along the Gulf Coast turn tragedies into miracles, we must strive to do what we can to help, which includes jamming the web servers of the Salvation Army, Red Cross, Catholic Charities USA, and others. I'm sure they will be thrilled to bring additional servers online in order to accommodate the increased traffic. There are many ways that you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. You can go to the Salvation Army's website at salvationarmyusa.org or call 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-725-2769. The American Red Cross is at redcross.org or 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-435-7669. Catholic Charities USA.org is at 703-549-1390. A full list of charities and many other resources on Hurricane Katrina's aftermath can be found on the WX Nation Wire at wxnation.com/blog. I'll close with some great music provided by Kevin MacLeod from incompetech.com. God bless the victims. Some incredible rescues are taking place. Thanks to all who are involved in providing a new hope.